Hello, dear listeners of the charitable podcast called Paleo Bites. I'm Susan Carol Annabeth Eliza Schmertz, award-winning culinary specialist, author of the best-selling book How to Positively Cook Positively, and genuine enthusiast of the all-natural and healthy ways of the paleo diet. Here in this podcast called Paleo Bites, we value the art of the Paleolithic diet, and we want to bestow that delicious knowledge upon our wonderful listeners. Join us on our Patreon, where we discuss pop culture featuring the paleo diet, and this month we're talking about Prehistoric Planet, the recent and highly rated big-budget dinosaur documentary with incredible computer-generated imagery and astounding scope. You won't want to miss this incredible paleo diet course at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. Thank you so much for your support, and have a magical day. I do believe I was given the wrong script. Who knew there were other podcasts out there called Paleo Bites?
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleo Bites, a podcast that's the opposite of Dreadnoughtus in that it fears everything. So we're Dreadovnus? Sure, that sounds right.
I suppose so.
My name is Matthew Donald, and each week, I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who really does fear nothing, I'd say.
At least
he fears less than I do. It's Stephen Curro. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
I just really like how bold you are in certain like stances and like how you commit to certainly, like, I think cows are bad for the environment, so I don't eat them.
Yeah, I mean,
and, like, I could never do that.
Yeah, it was, you know, there are a lot of problems with this world, and if we don't stand up and try to make it better in our own way, it, you know.
And part of me is, like, I'm one of those lazy people that's like, oh, but I'm just one person, so who cares? You're like, no, I don't care that I'm just one person. I'm not going to use straws. I'm going to try to use plastic cups as little as possible, like.
Baby steps add up.
Yeah, that's great. Like, here I am drinking from my plastic cup and drinking my soda from my plastic bottle.
Well, I have a plastic cup too, but they handed me one.
Yeah, you're going to use like an actual glass. So. Okay, so dinosaur like question, and this is because I have to come up with these on the fly. I guess this is what I thought of. So, something I was going to be like, what type of dinosaur would you use to get back at people who want to ruin the environment? I mean, that's an easy question. Just T-Rex eat them, but
I wouldn't mind turning you loose a frenzied Yi into an oil exec's office, just wreak havoc.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like something like that, or like Bezos, some do with, we could throw something in his office, his palace.
Right. Just have an Argentinosaurus, you know, mow right through his mansion.
I'm like, oh no, my 7 yachts! At least I got these other 12.
Exactly.
No. While I'm living in luxury, all my workers have to piss in bottles because I don't give them bathroom breaks. That's what you get for being born poor.
I used to work for Amazon, and they try to make it look like you're doing a good job with, or
we're all family.
I can't talk. Yeah, yeah. You know, they offer you a health package. They offer you stock options, but you don't get to keep them unless you work there for 2 years and sell your soul.
Oh man.
And they work you like crazy.
I worked at Starbucks for a while, and I thought they were a good company. They're not anymore. Like
it's for you to say that on air while you still work for them.
I don't work for them anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm between jobs. Oh. So I can say whatever damn thing I want. Actually, no, I probably shouldn't still, because I'll hear this.
Freedom!
Freedom. Yeah. Unionize, Starbucks. Get rid of those poor workers. They're always like, oh, we don't have enough people. You do have enough people. You just don't. The bosses specifically, and to be fair, the managers, they're given the amount of hours they need to work with by corporate people. And so they're just as beholden to the corporate overlords
not necessarily
as fault. The workers are. Like, when I left, I made sure to tell the boss all the problems I had. I did not blame her. I knew that she was as beholden to them as I was.
Which
so.
Is good. I think a lot of people, they feel these companies, they're all evil. Well, no.
I still have a good relationship, actually, with my boss. Like, in fact, the other day I asked her, like, hey, can I get my tax return, like my income from last year so I can use it for my tax return? She's like, yeah, here you go.
Nice.
You haven't worked there in several months, and she still gave it to me. So
Good.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just... They have these they designate amount of hours to work. It always means there's only like maybe two or three people, even when it's super busy. And people who want to work more hours are not given enough hours.
That's always the thing.
Oh my God.
They never give enough hours.
No, and it's just but they can. Or
a company will start to give enough out like either if it's either pay or hours, they give you one and they cut the other to compensate. Yeah. It's like, no.
Everyone should make a living wage. Why is that controversial?
I don't know.
Why do we have to earn to live?
People say it's a millennial stereotype that we complain about it. Well, it's a problem, damn it.
It is a problem. Good on millennials. Good on Gen Z. Here's what we should stick in Jeff Bezos' office, a Herrerasaurus. It actually could do some real damage.
He certainly wouldn't see it coming.
No, exactly. And speaking of which, we're talking about Herrerasaurus. What? So, it means Lizard of Victorino Herrera, the name of the farmer that owned the land where this creature's fossils were first found.
Oh. I thought it was named after the scientist who found it.
No, it's different scientist found it.
Okay,
cool. The farmer that owned that land. Actually, normally at the end of these episodes I talk about if I include these dinosaurs or whatever creatures in my book Megazoic. This I don't because it's too early. I only have Jurassic and Cretaceous creatures.
Right.
But I do sort of include it in the upcoming sequel to Teslanauts, and that this one character, this Mexican girl, or one of her middle names is Herrera.
Ha, ha, ha.
And I did that as a reference to Herrera.
A little nod there. Nice.
Yes. So, because they have a lot of different names. They have like, and I looked up. There's a reason for each one of their names. Because like you have like, was it like Pablo Diego Jezeso Franco de Paula Juan No Posemo?
Right. They're really
Luisa Picasso. You know,
it's all for like different family members.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Which is pretty cool how they do that.
All right, so Herrerasaurus. Type as a basil or is it basil or basil? I say basil, but that's probably just the dish or like the not the dish, the spice.
I think they mean basil.
Basil. Don't make fun of people who mispronounce words. That means they learned it by reading it, folks. I say that a lot in the show. I don't feel called out. I swear. It was the basil saurician, aka the lizard-hipped dinosaurs. This is so early on in dinosaur evolution that this creature is before the time when the theropods and sauropods diverged.
That doesn't get much more old school than that.
Yeah. In fact, it's so primitive. It took us a while to figure out what it was, actually. It's 18 to 20 feet, so that's 5.5 to 6 meters long, 770 pounds or 330 kilograms. 18 to 20 feet, that's huge.
Still pretty big.
Yeah, for a dinosaur back then. That's Dilophosaurus size almost.
You know, I had the Jurassic Park Dinosaur Field Guide.
Yes.
And they had an entry for Herrerasaurus.
Yeah, it's actually it's in the franchise a lot. Again, none of the movies, but a lot of the expanded. Right.
But it's just that every entry in that book compares the animal with a 4-foot child. And I don't remember Herrerasaurus being that big.
It's big.
Did they find a bigger one since then?
I don't know. I think maybe the 4-foot child, that'd be more Eoraptor, right? Although also to be fair,
they had Eoraptor too. They had
okay.
both of them.
Also to be fair, a lot of these dinosaurs are a lot longer than they are tall. Like, this could be like a 5-foot or 6-foot, 5 foot or 6 feet tall, but still 18 to 20 feet long.
Don't remember. I'll have to dig up the book.
Also, you know, I think we found more as it goes on, but like also it's kind of hard to tell certain things. Hmm. It's like how big is Pachycephalosaurus? Is it the size of a child or is it the size of a bus? I've seen both.
I have seen both, yeah.
Who knows?
We need to find more bones and then maybe we'll know.
Yeah, exactly. Jack Horner, anyways. Sorry, whenever I think of Pachycephalosaurus,
we always have to have a jab at him at some point.
Oh my God. Again, I'm sure he's a very nice man. Please sponsor this podcast, Jack Horner. Anyway, it's carnivore, Herrerasaurus, time mid-Triassic, 231 to 228 million years ago. So that's pretty early on. Like, you know, the Triassic is the one of the three periods of dinosaurs, but dinosaurs didn't really evolve until the mid or late Triassic. And this is still like 20 million years from the start of it.
So This is the very, very beginning. If he's not the first species, he's close.
It's close. It's very close. Location, Argentina. Described in 1963. Pop culture appearances. Apparently, an icon of one was located on a map of the Jurassic Park brochure in the original movie. Implying that they were either exhibited already or planned to be exhibited. But it was never shown on screen. Boy, howdy is it in the rest of the franchise, however. It's been in Jurassic Park Builder, Jurassic World The Game, promotional material for Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, including Lego sets and viral marketing, and Jurassic World Evolution 1 and 2. It's also in The Isle, a TV adaptation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World, Zoo Tycoon Dinosaur Digs, PBS's The Dinosaurs, an episode of the Land Before Time series.
But why didn't they put it in a Jurassic Park movie? Like,
I don't know.
Why does it make any sense?
It looks, I mean, it does look, kind of look like what those movies depict Velociraptor as.
I mean, yeah, but I think it's up in all the video games and stuff. But just come on. So, Fallen Kingdom had, or not Fallen Kingdom.
Dominion.
Thank you.
Had the Atrociraptors.
I don't know why they're new movies. I have such a hard time with those titles. Anyway,
it's not as difficult for me as like the second Jurassic Park movie is called The Lost World: Jurassic Park. That will always drive me crazy.
I don't like that.
Why is it not the other way around?
I don't like that either. But anyway.
Could have like Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park The Lost World, Jurassic Park 3, Jurassic World, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Jurassic World Dominion. They ruined it.
Dominion was the perfect time to throw in Herrerasaurus because, you know.
They have all these other creatures.
Dinosaurs are everywhere. Bison's making their own.
Yeah.
Come on. There you go. Like,
exactly.
Pyroraptor.
It'll be back. The franchise will never die.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, they'll keep going. Apparently, there's rumors going on that there'll be like the next installment could be like a spinoff involving that pilot facing off against that evil lady with the Atrociraptors.
That could be fun.
Yeah, so just female on female. I'd like that.
I like the lady. I don't remember her name, but the evil lady.
Santos or something?
She was in the show Dollhouse.
Oh, she was.
And she's a really good actress. So
that's cool.
I was thrilled to see her.
She was like a James Bond villain.
She was very, very
James
Bond.
I got Atrociraptors.
James Bond with dinosaurs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's her deal? She seems in the black market. What else is she given about? You know, it seems cool. I really like that Malta scene and... it was horrible in some parts in terms of seeing what the animals went through, but I just like the idea of it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the black market was scary, but like just the whole, I'd love to go visit Malta. It's such an ancient city.
I know.
And you have dinosaurs running on the streets. So like, come on, how can you not watch this? How can you not pay attention?
Dinosaurs running on the Maltese streets. Anyways, like Maltese falcons.
In a sense.
Anyways, so most of the Triassic period was bereft of dinosaurs. After the Permian Great Dian extinction that made a real stink on the global ecosystem.
No kidding.
The majority of the start of the Triassic was the Earth recovering and repopulating all these vacant niches with some truly bizarre critters. The synapsids still thrived, with Lysosaurus briefly taking over the planet before being outcompeted by more specialized creatures. And later ones like Lysowicia, I think it's how you pronounce it, being the size of Asian elephants.
Really?
Yeah. One of the biggest Triassic creatures was this mammal-like actually not called mammal, stem mammal called Lysowicia.
What was that you said? Stem mammal?
Stem mammal is the technical term for it, I think.
Oh, so that as opposed to a mammal-like reptile.
That's definitely an outdated term. People don't say that anymore.
Okay.
Because it's like that. It's not really a reptile because they're not diapsids like the modern reptiles. So it's like once you get the point where the reptiles branch from the synapsids to the diapsids, they're no longer really reptiles. But also evolution's weird. It's a spectrum. You can call them whatever you want. Call it a land shark for all I care. There was also some unusual reptiles like Charoviptrix that glided with its wings on its legs rather than its arms.
That's interesting.
Which is messed up and kind of perverted if you think about it. Spreading its legs all across the...
Oh my.
That's what it looks like, though. It's just like, wee! just flashing the forest on below. where does this show go sometimes? Where does my mind go? Then the archosaurs started doing their thing. That thing being taken over all the niches, I go back and forth, I pronounce that word. Like the hungry, hungry crocodiles they were, they taken over. First came the Allocotosaurids, an early group of archosaurs that include the awesome-sounding Trilophosaurus. Oh. You've heard of Monolophosaurus. You've heard of Dilophosaurus.
Trilophosaurus.
Now you got Trilophosaurus.
This guy might have his own separate episode.
Yeah. Granted, none of those creatures are related to each other, but it's still funny.
It's still, yeah.
But and then you got the Rhyosuchids, the more crocodile-looking group that included Postosuchus, Saurosuchus, and the magical-sounding Prestosuchus. Ta-da!
Is there a Kadabrasuchus in there somewhere?
That'd be pretty cool. And then they got the Poposaurids, another group of archosaurs that, despite being closer to crocodiles and dinosaurs, look so much like dinosaurs, you'd swear they were dinosaurs. Have you seen Psilosuchus or Shuvosaurus?
Shuvosaurus sounds familiar.
Yeah, hold on, but I'm going to show this to you, because it looks like a dinosaur, but it's not. It's more closely related to crocodiles.
No, it does. Yeah. Totally, it does.
That's a dinosaur, right?
I can see why someone would be confused.
Yeah, it's a Poposaur.
Huh. So there's something to do. So it's the...
It's something to do with like the way the skull is, I think.
Or right. Yeah. It's always the skull. The skull is the
skull. Skull's very important.
Cool.
There are crocodile more. Yeah. There could be a whole Walking with Dinosaurs six-part miniseries on just the Triassic. There's so much crazy stuff with the Triassic.
Right. It's a misconception that it's like, oh, look, there were dinosaurs. Moving on. Like, no, there was a lot going on.
There was so much going on. And, like, maybe the last two episodes could be about the dinosaurs. The first one being, like, their origins. And the second one being, like, you know, where things were going.
Well, Walking with Dinosaurs introduced me to the whole concept of the Permian extinction.
Yes.
And the creatures that lingered from it, like Placerius.
Yeah,
and
Placerius.
So, yeah. You know.
Postosuchus, yeah, and like...
So much natural diversity.
I know. Funny thing about that episode is like everything except for Coelophysis, all of them start with P. Postosuchus. Patinosaurus was the pterosaur. Pladiosaurus. Placerius.
Son of a gun, I never noticed that.
Yeah, just a bunch of P's. It's like that Sesame Street episode where that one guy
brought to you by the letter P and the number 220 million years ago.
Well, and I guess the cynodonts too. They eat their babies. The cynodonts.
Yeah,
too.
That was kind of disturbing.
Oh God. Oh,
I mean,
man.
You know, they're
it's nature.
It's nature. Recycling energy and all that.
It was on that lovely note. Speaking of more dead things, so why are these like Shuvosaurids not dinosaurs? Due to like hip bones or some crap? I don't know. That's like taxonomic classifications. Crazy. And that's the reason I'm bringing this up. The Triassic was a mix of all sorts of weird creatures that can be difficult to distinguish from one another. So when the dinosaurs, this new group of archosaurs, first came on the scene, it could be difficult to figure out what belongs to what. Like, take one look at both Herrerasaurus and Psilosuchus. You can see how similar they appear superficially, but in actuality, they were different types of archosaurs. Again, hip bones or some crap. Herrerasaurus is such a primitive dinosaur that its placement in this dinosaur or archosauromorph line has been a big debate for the last 50 years. Especially since initially, and this is probably where their book came in, where you were talking about, the remains were so fragmentary.
Oh, that never helps.
So, God, fragmentary. Oh, just, why can't there be more of them? How dare you, nature?
The nerve. You're only going to preserve one teeny tiny fossil after only 200 million years of erosion, you know?
So some believe Herrerasaurus was an early theropod. Others believe it was a basal or what, a basal sauropodomorph, which is currently the classification given to Eoraptor. Some thought it wasn't even a dinosaur at all, but early archosauromorph, just on the cusp of Dinosauria, but not quite.
A real missing link, possibly?
Yeah, like possibly. It's just like so close to the completion of dinosaur evolution, but not quite. Who knew taxonomists were so into edge play? So, turns out, though, after a nearly complete skeleton was found in 1988 and Yay. Several analyses in the decades since, it's been pretty much decided that, while still a dinosaur, it wasn't quite a theropod or a sauropod, but an early group of Saurischian dinosaurs before the split. The split of Saurischians and sauropods to theropods, not the split from dinosaurs from Saurischians to Ornithischians. Got it good to be a test on it tomorrow.
Good lord.
In terms of this group of early Saurischians, Herrerasaurus shares its place with the Argentinian dinosaur San Juanosaurus and the Brazilian dinosaur Staurikosaurus, a lot of which I've seen maybe once or twice elsewhere in the paleo pop culture world.
These guys are new to me.
Maybe Jurassic World the game, I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's awesome that Herrerasaurus was so early and yet so big.
Right. Like, I mean, Coelophysis is smaller.
It's quite smaller, yeah.
But that one's later, and I mean, it's not uncommon for a new species to be small and then later evolve into something bigger. That's what happened with mammals.
I know, but like the start.
Apparently, it's not necessarily the case, assuming Herrerasaurus is the first.
Yeah. No, exactly. Well, like, again, think about those crocodiles that were like, they're already pretty big, like the ones that later evolved into. well, the, not the crocodiles, the archosaurs that after they split from crocodiles and dinosaurs, they're already starting to get pretty big, but yeah, something got smaller. And like, Coelophysis, people talk about it as like the archetypical early dinosaur, but this was far more primitive. Coelophysis already had a lot of the features that defined later dinosaurs.
Right,
I mean, it was still primitive, obviously, but
so
like...
Maybe it was the original dinosaur as we know it.
Yeah.
But
I put this on Wikipedia because this is another big one that I've always... You ever heard of Linnean Sternus?
No.
It's basically like a Triassic Dilophosaurus.
Oh.
It lived in Germany. It has a crest.
And this is a dinosaur?
It's a dinosaur. It's about the same size as Dilophosaurus, too, but lived in the Triassic.
That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, it's right. The coat of arms in Bedheim.
No kidding.
Yeah. Okay.
There's actually a dinosaur with coat of arms. That's so sick.
Yeah. It's the Glehenberg is a former municipality of the district of Hildens. No, sorry, my Slovakian girlfriend. I'm bad with
the
European
district
names.
Hildburghausen in Thuringia or Thuringia?
Yeah. Thuringia. I don't know. Since 31st December 2012, it's part of the town Romhild.
Gleichamberg.
And there it is. There's the coat of arms.
I'm so sorry to the German people. I'm butchering your language.
But yeah, the coat of arms has a Linnean Sternus. That's pretty damn cool. Okay, I guess I'll talk about that with you at some point. Also, you know Walking with Dinosaurs, the stage show?
I saw that once.
They use Linnean Sternus instead of Coelophysis.
I don't remember that.
Because it actually did live in the same time place as Plateosaurus.
That would make a little more sense.
So, but yeah. Because Plateosaurus actually lived in Europe rather than...
I saw that show. It was aimed more for younger children. But
really?
At least
the animatronics looked amazing.
The animatronics are fantastic.
Yeah. I can see that aimed for kids.
Yeah. Big T-Rex suit robot walks out on stage and roars, and there's a small child that screams in the audience somewhere. It's like, uh-oh.
yeah. But no, like, this is just amazing how big this is. Like, it's 20 feet long. That's the size of Dilophosaurus or my boy Sinraptor. You know, like, it's big.
But, big. So we're talking about an animal bigger than our car, even though it was...
Oh, yeah, much longer than our car.
The beginning of dinosaur time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's...
Just another reason why we need a time machine to figure out, like, where did the origins really start? Because it's all so muddled.
Time, I mean, like, we really do need a time machine. And also, someone brought up an interesting point that's actually a nice motivational sort of thing. Because people talk about, like, oh, if you go back in time, the whole butterfly effect. You step on a butterfly and then it creates a course of events that changes everything.
I think about that all the time.
Yes. That story is not meant for us changing the past. That's about now. Any little thing we do can change history.
Right.
That's what that is meant
literally
to say.
Anything.
We can theoretically step on those metaphorical butterflies now, and the world will be completely different than if we don't. It's meant to like be inspiring. Like, you can make such big changes without realizing it.
Right. Even though like it ends with
another president, right? Or like
a dictator. With not only is there a dictator running the country, but like language and society has degraded.
That's so
like,
weird.
They show the brochure for the Time Safari in the beginning, and it's like perfectly edited, and then it's like all slurred at the end.
Wow, that butterfly was really damn important. The butterfly was going to teach everyone literacy.
Ray Bradbury actually authorized an author named Stephen Lee, LEIGH, to write a young adult series.
Based on the Sound of Thunder?
Based on the Sound of Thunder, yeah.
Yeah. So, I need to talk about Sound of Thunder on the Patreon. It's a good short story. It does have T-Rex as four-legged, though.
Well, you know, it was...
I mean, look, again, I don't know. I just talk about...
It was old.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. All right. Well, I'm going to rate Carrera Source. I'm going to give it like a... Just because this is more my type of dinosaur, I'm more into the carnivorous dinosaurs. I'm a simpleton like that. I'm going to give this a perfect 65 million.
A perfect score? Wow.
Yeah, like, it's cool, man.
I'm going to give it 64.
Oh.
He is the primeval dinosaur as far as we know.
Yes.
But we still don't know enough yet.
I like Zoo Tycoon, they have zebra stripes.
Oh, that's fun.
See if I can find a picture of it for you on here.
Is it white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
Yeah, it looks white with black stripes, but that is always the joke, isn't it?
Yeah. That's really pretty, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, and contact me at mattdeep@methodoncreator.com. For any questions to any of the co-hosts, you can find me on social media at methodoncreator on Facebook and methodon64 everywhere else. So Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, whatever. Where can they find you?
You can find me at stephenccurro.com, stephenccurro.com.
Yes, yes, yes.
I am a writer, and I have various little shenanigans going on with short stories and novelettes, and you can look all that up on my website.
Sounds good. Cool. Yep. I have a book series on Amazon, Megazuck, available for print and Kindle. No Herrera source in it. Too early. But, like I said earlier, the sequel to my non-dinosaur book, Tesselnauts, there is a character who gets part of her name after Herrerasaurus. So,
super fun. I like how you did that.
Oh, thanks, thanks. I always like to incorporate little things like that.
Do you have
yes.
A short story, my first one ever that I published, actually, that involves dinosaurs.
Yes.
And I have a book series that eventually will see the light of day that
yes,
has
the Cave of what?
Or working title is The Cave of Nightmares.
I mean, yeah. It's pretty cool. I don't want to spoil things, but there's like different gods of different creatures representing different creatures talking to each other, and that was my favorite scene.
I'm glad you liked that.
Again, I'm not gonna go into details because it's so cool that like it's you can even read it for yourself, listeners. But that was pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to see how you go. What else you do with it?
Well, I'm looking forward to Tesla Nuts too.
Oh, thank you. Tesla Master is the term for it, I think.
Tesla Master. Okay.
Yes, yes. Originally Tesla Mancer, which I think sounds cooler, but too many older people.
I think you can get away with
it. I need to do some sort of poll on Twitter or something. It's like
not a bad idea.
It's like, do you get what Tesla Mancer, or do you? I don't know. Like,
come up with. Come on. Like, World of Warcraft had the Lich King, who
yes.
was a necromancer.
Yes, I've seen the term.
Have heard the word mancer before.
I've heard the term pyromancer, and like
that works.
I've heard technomancer even
too. Mancer is scattered through.
You ever
gathering.
Seen Sky High?
Long time ago, yes.
There's a person who is like a technopath, and like she's almost called like a technomancer.
Did they call her a technomancer? Okay.
Yeah. So like,
I think you could. I think you can get away with
that. I'll find out with my just my parents and then all the older people I always talk to. Like, what
You're
is
not
that
aiming
mean?
This book to the young,
the,
to
the boomers. The boomers are ruining everything.
I don't know if I go that far.
No. All right. So all right, that's it for this week. It's the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. What is Herrera? I imagine since this is closer to crocodiles, it raises a really throaty growl. Yeah, or maybe those whatever dolphin walrus noises stuff. Yeah.
You know.
Hisses, yeah. Anyways, bye.
Goodbye.